Okay, so we're in Matano Sanim Perek Zayin Halacha Chas. Saint Pochsin Lani Over Mimakom Lemakom Miki Karachad Animikar Befundion Shayu Achitim Arba Sain Besela Kvar Biarna Kol Amido. So again, a very minimal amount. Vimlan. This is what the Gemara in Shabbos and in Baba Basra call Parnasas Lina. Vimlan Dosin Lo Matza Lishon Olav Vekeses Litin Tachas Miras Rosav. You give him a pillow and a blanket. Vishem and Vikitnis, that's for his pass, the minimal amount. Vim Shabbos, Nosin Lamazon Shalashudos, Vishem Vikitnis, Dag Vyarek. So Shabbos, you give him Shalashudos and Dag, so Oneg Shabbos, Vyayimakirin, also Nosin Lalafichvodo. So internally, this is all pretty innocuous, and it's Nifsak Lahalacha, Mila Bimila, and Shulchan Aruch, and Yeredea, Rishnun, Sif Dalid. But the problem is what we saw two halachos ago. Right, ki tireh arom v'chisi sao. So the Gemara said only after your bodek acharav. So there are two chidushim in this Rambam. One, that we would sooner give an ani, a matzah and a cheses, a mattress and a pillow, and mazon shalosh sudos. Secondly, before we would give them clothing. So how is that possible? Ki tireh arom v'chisi sao. We had to do ad sheira alecha ad bedika. So from this we can derive, I think, two very critical halachic points. Number one, when the Gemara uses the expression "noten lo parnasas lina," the Gemara in Shabbos Kof Yud Ches and the Gemara in Bava Basra as well. So parnasas lina has to be a din, like in Ra'ev, that it's a tsar to sleep without any pillow or some kind of a mattress is begeder tsar, which is exactly the reason that the Gemara was mechalik, if you recall, between the Ra'ev and Arom, because Ra'ev was midin sar, and Arom was midin busha, or bizui. So that is fascinating. Now, you can't say that about shalosh sudos and dag, but that seems to be a different halacha, that we're mechuyav to do the absolute necessity for a person. So the absolute necessity is to not allow that person to be in sar. It's better that we should be deceived, that he should be merame us, than we should be mitzahar him. So just like we can't be mitzar him, we can't deny him the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. So you have to give a mazon shalosh sudos. There's some discussion about shtei sudos, but mazon shalosh sudos, the Rambam paskins, and also oneg Shabbos. So at least dag, vim hayu makirno, so nosin lo lefi chvodo, so then the halacha will kick in, demach sora shor yechzor lo. So this is what I like to call one of these ish halacha Rambams, right, that it's of the absolute essence to give a person some degree of food. It's of the absolute essence to give a person something to sleep on. It is of the absolute essence to allow a person to discharge halachic obligations. And just like it would be better for him to be merame us for us to be mitzayir him, it'd be better for him to be merame us than for us to put him in a situation where he'd be unable to be mekayim the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. So that is obviously a powerful statement about the chi of Oneg Shabbos and about the nature of halacha in general. Okay, we'll hold it up here, and God willing, we will pick it up tomorrow with Ani She'eno Rotza Likach Tzedakah.